Welcome to Momstown 365, the daily podcast for mom creators. I'm Mary Boulay.
And I'm Heather Ryder, and we're shining a light on mom creators and mom podcasters. In this episode, we are inventing a paycheck with a podcast, which is very exciting. We're also very happy to be sponsored by podcastweekend.com, so be sure to go over and check out podcastweekend.com to help you either start, grow, or monetize a podcast. Very excited about this episode, money.
That's right. Okay, so, you know, if you are you're hosting your own podcast and you're like, yeah, this is a lot of fun, but it takes time and I really should try to make some money with it, well, this is the episode. Okay.
Just saying, we have how podcasts can lead to dollars and the power of audio as a sales tool, the 12 top ways to monetize your podcast, the secret to multiple streams of revenue that can be generated from a podcast, and content, how to turn your podcast into money-making content. That's all coming up in this next 10 minutes.
Yes, I know. So we have to go quickly.
All right, start talking, lady.
All right, I'm just going to mention this.
Okay.
So I've had you probably as well over the years. Can you make money podcasting? And I was asked this at the New Media Summit.
Uh-huh.
I said, podcasting is like a marketing tool. So we made money because we were podcasting. We did sell products. We did get some advertising dollars. We did get book deals out of it. So the podcast made us money. We would not have made those dollars without our podcast.
And we would have not made those dollars with just a newsletter list.
Correct.
It all is a package for sure. But everything for us starts with this medium right here,
yep.
The podcast. And we're so passionate about helping moms build their podcasts, and that's why we're creating a Momstown Podcast Network, because we want you to get your message, get your content out into the world, and we would love to help you monetize. We don't make any guarantees for sure, because that's all, every show's different, but we do know how to monetize a podcast, and we will try to help you monetize your podcast.
Right. And in our network, we're at Simplecast, and they are looking for niched shows, affinity shows that advertisers will say, I want to get in front of all these moms during these episodes.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. And we can go over all the numbers, which we can find in our podcast. And this Inventing a Paycheck with a Podcast course,
yes.
We have all like different kinds of statistics and numbers. But I think what people really want is for us to dive into the 12 ways to actually monetize a podcast. What do you think?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Okay, advertising, number one. Now, Simplecast is giving us that opportunity. When you get to a certain number of downloads, you get CPM, 10 bucks, whatever. There are multiples of those kinds of companies out there, but Simplecast is where we're heading. And
podcast ad revenues, these are, okay, so keeping up with the numbers, because they kind of refresh every 2, 3, 5 years or whatever, but it is a $1 billion industry, right?
Yep. People make a lot of money when they really focus on their craft.
And yeah.
You stay with us on podcastweekend.com. And join our network. We are going to rise like the phoenix with these shows.
And the advertisers are becoming more and more interested in advertising with podcasts.
Yes.
Like 51% more interested. Over.
Exactly. And my friend is a sales rep for Pandora.
Right.
She said they cannot believe the percentage of ad buyers wanting to be specifically on podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's a market out there. Number two, sponsorships.
Sponsorships. Branded content is on the incline.
Yes, I flipped past you. I'm just sailing through.
No. Well, because branded content, your show, you can make money from your show, like actually putting advertising into your show. You can get it. Sponsorship in your newsletter, especially as you build that list. You can create an ebook. You can actually write a book. Our first internet radio show podcast led to 2 book deals. The first one with Hyperion, the second with Simon & Schuster. It would not have happened without the podcast.
Exactly.
We're convinced. An online course you can create.
Well, and also if you're a podcaster, your personality, your content is so easy to get.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just being an author.
Right. So advertising and sponsorships, those were number one and two, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what's number three?
Let me see. Oh, dear.
Oh, because here's the other thing about like sponsorships. We in our course, we also go over all the pre-roll, mid-roll. Mm-hmm. We teach you all about those things and how to and what is a live host read and all that kind of stuff. We go over all of those different things. So if it seems kind of foreign to you right now, don't worry. If you want to join, you know, get to pick up our course or come to Podcast Weekend, we go over all of that.
Right. And number two, sell your own branded products.
That's actually number three. Advertising, sponsorship, and then number three is sell your own branded content.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, because whatever your content is, like we're creating this podcast course.
Yes.
That's going to give us a couple of bucks, as well as working with Simplecast and getting advertisers. You can publish your courses yourself. There's so many ways that you can take your brand and expand it.
And different ways to publish, like if you're writing a book or an ebook, you can self-publish or do the traditional route. We've done both. We've self-published, and then we, like we said, we've been published by traditional publishers, Hyperion, Simon & Schuster, those kinds of publishers.
Number four?
Yeah.
Sell your services. And you know what? That's a great reason to start a podcast, because you're building trust with your listeners, mm-hmm. and they're more apt to pay you for your services. We know lawyers, doctors, therapists, life coaches do this all the time.
Animal trainers, realtors, marketers, if you have a marketing expertise, if you are good at blogging, you can teach people how to blog, or yep. you can help set them up with their own blog. Designers, all these people are great for podcasting.
Yep. Number five, you know this, tap into the affiliate pipeline. Amazon, eBay, Walmart, Target, they all have...
ShareASale, ClickBank, JVZoo, they just go on and on. There's just a lot of different affiliate... And so affiliate marketing is also another way that podcasters make money. And another way that we have made money in the past and monetize is with affiliate links. And so we also go over affiliate sales, in the course and at Podcast Weekend, we'll be doing that as well.
Okay, so nowadays, one other category is events. We would get together with mom creators, have an event. They support one another. That's always great. Webinars, Zoom. Two-year-olds can put a Zoom on, I swear. You know?
Seriously.
It's that easy.
It is that easy. There's also crowdfunding. So you can raise money through crowdfunding and like Indiegogo, Kickstarter, GoFundMe, those kinds of things to help monetize your podcast, pay for it. Donations like Patreon. We know a lot of podcasters that use Patreon. Premium content is also another way to monetize a podcast. Some content is for free. Other content that is more premium is behind a subscription wall.
Yes, exactly. And then,
which is leads us into subscriptions.
Okay, so
events, public speaking, we've made money with all of those.
Product placement.
Yep.
Recording mid-rolls for other advertisers.
Mm-hmm.
Listener shout-outs. We used to do that all the time.
Yes, those are like live host reads that you can charge for.
Yes.
All right. So there are so many different ways. Merchandising, you can create with your brand. Your own merchandise, mugs, t-shirts, that kind of thing.
Yep. Be your own brand for sure.
Oh my goodness.
I know. That's a lot, but
I think we gave them more than 12.
We will have the course available. Just sign up for our newsletter at momstown.com.
Be bold, be creative. Momstown 365 here for you every day.